What's all this about? What's all this about, Phil? Well, I'll tell you. This is something we're going to be doing in October. And we thought it'd be great to gather the church in small groups and on Sundays and even in your personal devotions so that everything is linked together so that we're thinking and talking about the same thing through 7 weeks. So it's going to be a time where we join together, and it's called Transformed. It's something by a guy that you might remember and that you might have used his stuff before. It's a guy called Rick Warren from Saddleback Church. And Rick Warren wrote The Purpose-Driven Life. You ever read that? You ever read that? Some of you have done that. I think as a church you did it before my time here. Where Rick Warren has a bit of a cycle in his church of doing these sort of whole church campaigns where all the church get involved and over a certain time they do it. And this is one of his. So I love Rick Warren. I think what he says is really practical. It really works. It's helpful. It gives you tips on how to make change in your life and how to ask for God's help. How does God see us changing? And this is what it's all about. It's transformation in all different parts of our lives. So financial. How should I see and view money? What's money for? And how should I use it? That's a really good couple of questions. And you may be surprised that God has some different views to that, to our culture, which says, buy as much as you can, get all your stuff, fill your house up with things that you don't need, and get into debt, and all that sort of stuff. And God says, actually, that's not a really good idea. How can you use money? So money, it's about your mental health. What do I do about how I feel? How do I cope with some of the feelings I have in life? And what does God say about my feelings? Are they good? Are they bad? Are they good feelings? Are they bad feelings? How do I deal with that? So it's about your mental health. It's about your spiritual health. How do I get closer to God is one of the weeks. How do I find out who God is and what he wants from me? And how is he a God I even want to get close to? And we're going to be talking about that. So it's all about transforming your health in spiritual, physical, mental, emotional, relational health. Are your relationships good? Do you have good friends? Do you have people who you can go to and talk to and be you with? Talking about that, relational health, financial health, vocational health, about what God has to say about what you do with your life, how you spend your life in terms of your vocation and your purpose in life. So we're going to be going through that for 7 weeks. Now, a lot to remember. The good news is every member and attender of this church has a personalized letter here with your name on it telling you all about this. So at the end of the service, would you do me a favor? Would you come up here? Would you check out the book, which are £7 each? Lovely leatherette book. Look at that, leatherette. Ooh, it's a weird name there, isn't it? Leatherette. I don't know, yeah. But leatherette. And it's got everything in there. It's got the house group note, the life group notes for 7 weeks. It's got personal devotional readings for 7 weeks every day. It's got exercises in there. It's even got notes for you to fill in for Sunday sermons. It's all in that book, £7 each. You're going to need a copy each because you're going to be writing in it yourself. And you're going to be putting your own goals in there about what you want to change in your life. And then you're going to be going to a small group and you're going to be talking about that together. And your small group are going to say, we will help you. We will hold you to that. If you say, I want to change my health, my physical health, and I want to lose 20 pounds in 3 months, you know what? They're going to hold you to it. They will pass the biscuits past you as you meet on that night. And they will hold you to it because you don't change on your own. You need people to help you do it. It's a myth that you will change your life on your own. You need other people with you. So that is the book. Check that out this morning. Have a look at it. You need to order some of those. We'll start that next week. Take a letter, explains what's going on. And next week, we're going to start talking about this in more depth. There's a little flyer there. If you've got someone you think might benefit from this, give it to them and invite them along. This is an invitational thing. If people want to come along, just give them a flyer. It tells them all the dates, all the titles, all that's going on. And we've got some blank letters there as well that they can have one of those. Today, you start thinking about this. Next week, we're going to actually ask you to start putting your name to things and beginning to sign up. And we're going to be talking about those groups and what groups are going to be on these blank sheets starting next week. So we've got about 3 or 4 weeks to fill these sheets in, and we're going to do that. I'm quite excited by it. I'm really looking forward to it. It is a wonderful course, and I know God's going to bless you with it. Okay, so that's that one.